What up? Amen. I was debating about two or three other places to show up, but it was in the providence of God and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. I showed up here to be with this family. And with this family, well, we're the family of God, aren't we? Everyone in the body of Christ. It's the family of God, wherever that may be, and the whoever it is, are those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Yes. What a family we have. It's so big, we can't count the members, can we? And isn't it so wonderful that this wonderful Father that we have, He creates the need. He creates the need in order that we may come to see Him more clearly and love Him more dearly. But He creates the need first, whatever our need may be. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, Lord, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so thankful to be here with this particular family, amongst the universal family, this local family this morning. It's always a wonderful blessing to be with the whole family of God, as I said, wherever they are and whoever they are, but in particular this particular family. I talk about you. I talk about some of you often to other members in the family as well. And I wanted to share from the Word this morning. Something's kind of been on my heart, and it's been my heart to share it here rather than elsewhere. The Lord does that, doesn't He? He gives us a little word here and there. Doesn't have to be a lengthy word. One word can have so much meaning, can't it? You know, like two little words can mean so much, can't they? Or three little words, can't they? Like three little words like, I love you. And then for those words to become embedded within the heart of the hearer. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful Savior. Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus. A wonder of you all. But I have this morning in particular a passage from the Word of the Lord, and it's a very familiar one to most of you, probably to most brethren. It's probably a second best well-known psalm in the book of Psalms. Of course, the most well-known one is Psalm 23, which so many know. But this psalm is Psalm 51, one of my favorites, Psalm 51. And this psalm has to do with King David, when King David had fallen and became involved with Bathsheba. And I think most of us, there are many who remember King David for this particular experience in his life. Many people who know the Lord and who don't know the Lord remember this about him, about King David. But praise God, King David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Oh, yes. And he had gone through this particular experience. And Nathan the prophet, if you remember from the word, most of you I know are familiar with this. In all likelihood, much more familiar even, perhaps, than I, in the word of the Lord. But Nathan the prophet came and shared a parable about him, about sheep and what had happened. And David, by God's Holy Spirit, he responded quickly. And then after that experience, he wrote Psalm 51. And I like to read from Psalm 51, starting at verse 7 through 11. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Wonderful, wonderful passage in the word of the Lord. And I saw so clearly, having read this passage, that God does and he don't, and God will and he won't. And King David, beloved, asked God to do certain things. But he asked him to do certain things, more than one. But there was only one thing he asked God not to do. And God was faithful. He did and he didn't. He did and he didn't. And beloved, this is what he did. He purged David with hyssop. He washed him whiter than snow. He restored his joy. He hid his face from his sins. He created a clean heart in him. It gave him a right spirit. And verse 11, he said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And I thought about verse 11, beloved, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And I thought, God, if there's one thing in this life, one thing I would ask of you not to do, is not take your Holy Spirit from me. You can take my property, you can take my possessions, you can take everything from me. But, oh God, don't take thy Holy Spirit from me. Apart from the Holy Spirit, how could I know Jesus? How could I know Jesus? How could I know the Word of God? How could I know blessed comfort in the time of opportunities, whatever they might be? How could I be equipped, Lord, to spare the good news of the gospel apart from your Holy Spirit? How, oh Lord? I would have the total incapacity to function and flow in your mercy and love and great grace. How could I express the love of God to those dying round about and to those in the body of Christ? For the word of God says, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. It's His love in me, spread by the Holy Spirit of God. What can we do apart from His Holy Spirit? And He desires for us too, that this Jesus sent us the Holy Ghost, that we have in Him a double portion, but we have the fullness of the Godhead bodily as well. But Jesus dwells in me, and so does the Holy Ghost. I thank God we are meant to have a personal Pentecost. And I have had one. I even can remember when. And I can remember where. Of this wonderful dimension of the Comforter. The Comforter has come. The Comforter. Another. The Comforter is the same as Christ, the Word of God says. And He is the one that reveals all to us and causes us to see Jesus more and more and more every day. Every day. This wonderful blessing of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And the Word of God is filled with that truth of this gift that Jesus sent us, which Jesus sent us, that He promised He'd do it. And He never fails. He never fails. He promised that He would send another Comforter. And that wonderful verse that so many of us are so familiar with, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Yes, Lord. Yes, you know that wonderful, wonderful blessing. Yes, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto Jesus, unto me, unto Samaria, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth, to the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And he has fulfilled, as He fulfills every promise. He never fails us, never forsakes us, in granting unto us the blessed presence of God's Holy Spirit. His precious, precious Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. Let me hear it, saints. Let me hear it. Let me hear it once more. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, what a wonderful Savior. So you see, God did and He didn't. He did what David had asked. He didn't do what David didn't want done. He did what David didn't want done. He didn't take the Holy Ghost from him because He's ever faithful. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. The Holy Spirit always with us. If I make my bed where? If I take the wings of where? A morning dove. Oh, wow. He walks with me and talks with me. The blessed Comforter, the blessed Holy Spirit of God. Oh, beloved, beloved. Oh, yes, you can take anything and everything, Lord. Don't take the Holy Spirit. And He's faithful. He didn't. So as you see, God does and God doesn't. And God will and God won't. Aren't you glad God will and God won't? I am. I'm so thankful that God will and God won't. Yeah. And he does and he don't. I'm thankful he does and he don't. As well. Yes, Lord. Amen. I can ask my dear brother Paul if he'd come in hymn 159. I was remembering an old hymn used to sing in a fellowship in years back in Long Island. And I couldn't find it in the hymnal that you have here. But part of the hymn was, Lord, send the old time power, the Pentecostal power, and baptize everyone. I couldn't find it in your hymnal, but so I kind of thought of the hymn 159, Brother Paul, if we could turn to hymn 159 and sing that, and I leave these words, I leave these words with you, Jesus, the wonderful baptizer, and that when I meditate and think about it, not only having his presence in us and we in him, but we have his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us according to his perfect way and his perfect will. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Paul. Amen.